According to Facebook, Mugabe resigned last week already. Like, I hate Facebook. I literally, officially hate Facebook.
I think Mugabe resigned himself to the fact that he ain't going nowhere.
And then he uses the word dictate in his speech. And I was like,
man. My favorite was when he said he would oversee the new Congress. I'm like, yes, Gabzi, let them know.
Yeah, man.
You'll still be there.
We're here today. We won't be pulling what's called a Robert Mugabe. Or will we? We'll be here until 9 o'clock because we want to give you money. I feel sorry for the guy though. He sounds old now. He sounds
sorry.
Well, there he was apologizing to his generals. It's like, isn't it awkward? It's awkward. You're awkward for him. Don't you cringe for him?
No, but his apology. Did you listen to his apology though? It was, sir, long speech. Like seriously, it had to be this long.
And I hope you guys can fix it.
Yeah, he goes, I may have skipped a page or two.
You're 93.
Check it, may fix it. I think he skipped the page that said, I resign.
I'm telling you now. You cringe for him because everybody now wants him to step down. He doesn't think the people around him want that. They probably also do.
The guy,
he's 93,
doesn't
just
give a damn.
He's overstayed his welcome.
Honey, he overstayed his welcome 10 years ago. 20 years ago. This guy does not care.
Do we know anyone like that?
I get the feeling a lot of people are listening going, I know someone who just does not get a hint. Who's just, you hint. You could hit them over the head with the hint.
You hold up the, like the billboard. You need to go.
Do we know someone
like that in South Africa? Awkward. 084 850 0942. Do you know someone like that who just cannot get the hint? Talk to us.
Hi, Martin and Tumi. There's this one lady in our office. She sits and she snorts from the time she walks in to the time she leaves. It is irritating as can be. We have done everything from snorting ourselves to leaving toilet paper on her table. Do you think she gets it? No. And we don't know what to do about it without telling her outright to stop snorting. That is one person who just does not get the hint.
Just like
keep putting sign. I would put like what do they call them, nasal sprays, or I like cover her desk in
toilet
nasal
paper
sprays.
Nasal sprays.
Because toilet paper doesn't really
shame
and throw the hint, because she probably thinks there'd been something else.
Yeah, so they're just being helpful. I just pull her aside and I tell her, you know what? Here's the thing. I used to be that polite person who would stay till the end. You know, when you invite people over to your house. And they go, shame, you must be tired, but you must probably go. And you go, and then you go, no, stay. I used to be that guy with this morning show routine now. Like on the weekend by 11 o'clock. I'm like, and they go, shame, you must be, yes. You want to go to bed? Yes. Like, yo, we're keeping you up? Yes. It's like one of those people. Do you ever have those people though come around and they just don't go? Like 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, you've already like, turned the lights up a bit more.
Yes.
You start packing the dishes away.
You know what you should do? Then go into your pajamas. That,
you go into pajamas.
Because these people with the toilet paper, she probably thinks you guys are saying she's full of something. As opposed to she must blow
her nose.
Yeah,
listen. Ons moet nou bed toe gaan, like Mary Mesville loop.